Then we'll continue to pray that the Lord will touch us as we have come to his presence. As the name of our meeting implies, it's a revival service. We will see the revival of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you so very much for today. Thank you for, as it is written, the zeal of your house has consumed me. Thank you for those who walked already and returned back. Thank you for those who are still walking. Thank you in all who are able to come to your presence, to come to be blessed. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you will bless us tremendously as we look at your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the people of God say, amen. Very quickly, brethren, tonight, we're going to look at our patience in tribulation. And let's just throw more weight to that topic. On the one hand, it is what is expected of us when we are in tribulation. And another thing is, you know, this age-long quote-unquote debate as to do believers actually, do they suffer? You know, maybe as a result of incomplete theology, or maybe we want to just evangelize nonetheless. We tell everybody, when you come to Jesus Christ, everything gonna be rosy. In a way, as it is written in Matthew 11:20-29, like Jesus promises is going to be with us, but that is not all that is to the story. There could be tribulations for Christians. And in a short while, we're going to see how it is possible to have tribulations. However, what we're looking at today is how our reaction should be when those problems come. Please, brethren, let's open our Bible to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, we are going to read from verse 12. Amen. I'll read from here, brethren. Bible says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And if you just back up a little bit to verses earlier before this one, there have been some, you know, short, insightful, powerful injunctions, you know, that have been told believer. For example, in verse 9, he said, let love be without dissimulation, above which is evil, cleave unto that which is good. And it just goes on and on. And when he gets to verse 12, he said, you know, you have to rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulation. You know, in the life and age where we live, everybody is in a hurry. From the food we eat to what is applauded in the society, everything is about, let's get it now. If it's not now, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I leave it. The coffee we drink is now instant. You know, people can't go through the pain of having the normal brewing and everything. Just give me the instant. Let me put it in hot water. I go. You know, whatever we grab, it's instant. So the world is very fast-paced. However, the virtue of patience is a must-have for every true believer. In fact, it's such a great virtue, as we're going to see eventually. Why it is so is because if we do otherwise, actually, it will be a demonstration of lack of faith. So patience and faith goes hand in hand. Where there'll be some people who in their troubles and said, well, God, I give you a deadline. You don't do this for me. Sorry, I'm done. I pack up. Oh, yeah, bye. You know, it is that action is just showing that people have not gone to trust the Lord, even when things do not seem to be fine. So patience and faith are such great companion. And let's look at where our Bible is still open to the book of Romans. Let's look at chapter 5. Again, I'll read from here. I'll take some select verses around 1 to 5. Amen. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Yes, so you would have been wondering, but how can Christians be, you know, afflicted and be in tribulation? He said, we glory in tribulation, which means that it is part of the work. Actually, the Bible says, yeah, all those who are going to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. There will be some form of inconvenience, some circumstances in themselves that are not so palatable. But what does he say we do? He said we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And verse 4, he said patience, experience, and experience hope. And in verse 5, he said hope maketh not to be ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So in all that we have read, some things are now Bible truths that need to be settled henceforth. And it is that it is possible, amen, it is possible for believer, righteous, to go through time of tribulation. And thankfully, in our side of scripture, we've been going through the life and time of Job. And you know, one thing we take out of all we have learned in the life and time of Job is how he was innocent. Regardless of the gravity of the accusation his friends have thrown at him, over and over he's maintained his innocence. And here you have a brethren that you can't be living holy life, you can't be living righteous life, and at the same time there could be some time in our lives where things are very, you know, not so rosy, the tribulations. As we said, patience is such a great virtue that even when things are not so nice, we can wait upon God. We can stay back. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, in that expression where the fruit of the Spirit are listed, patience, thankfully, is one of those things that are the fruit of the Spirit, which means that regardless of what we are passing through, it is this gift, the fruit of the Spirit in our lives that we need to exhibit even when things are not going smooth. I pray God will give us the grace and power that we would, whatever the problem could be, patient, we would have long suffering in Jesus' name. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, I read, it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. There you have it. Long suffering is another name that can be used for like patience. It says gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. So it is a gift. It's a fruit of the Spirit that we need to exhibit. Bible says by their fruit you will know them. And sometimes it could just be like the true reflection of our being is made bare when things are not exactly going the way we want them to go. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So in all of this, what does patience mean? Or long-suffering, what does it mean? It is the capacity we have, you know, to still show selfless love, to bear all things and continue in adverse situation. For many people, you know, inconvenience, adverse situation is a no-no for them. If there's an iota of, you know, tribulation, that is it for them. They are fed up. They drop the Christian faith. What we're looking at today is that we just have it registered in our mind that being believer doesn't, you know, mean that we will not go through some really hard time. But how we carry ourselves when things are not hard, when things are hard, is exactly what shows the stuff we are made of. I pray God will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. By the way, why things are not exactly fine when we are in tribulation, we are actually commanded to be patient. As we saw in our text, that, you know, he said we need to be patient in tribulation. As we believe that all scripture is written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it is not just an opinion or an idea what the apostle is telling the brethren in Rome at that point in time, who coincidentally are facing very harsh situation It has been, you know, from one persecution to another, and things were really, really bad. And in the heart of that, you know, persecution and problem, Paul the Apostle is telling them, you need to be patient. You know, you would have thought that while they are going through hardship, Paul the Apostle is going to tell them, you know, just like the law of Moses, tit for tat, you know, they give it to you, give it back to them. But no, he said in tribulation, when things are not exactly rosy, he said we need to be patient. I pray we'll be able to abide by that injunction and commandment of the Lord in the name of Jesus. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, amen. In this place, the scripture also commanded, you know, how to grow in Christian virtue, especially when things are not exactly fine, when there are tribulation. He said, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. There you go again. That, you know, it is not a negotiable virtue. You think you if I like, I will take it. From, you know, being the fruit of the Spirit to how we've been commanded, patience is just recurring. It's just showing up again. And today I just pray for as many who, for some reason, you know, a little inconvenience is an off-putting thing for them. It's a breaking point for them. Today the Lord will give us the grace to be patient in the name of Jesus. He said temperance, patience, and to patient godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. And I pray the Lord will give us the grace, will be such that we obey the word of God, even when things are not exactly how we want them to be. So we have established it before. Brethren, Christians can have tribulation. So don't think like something is wrong with you. Don't think like you possibly have backslided if things are not looking so good. If there are, you know, there are adverse situations, there are things are not working as you would expect them to be. No, it doesn't mean that you have backslided or you have some secret sin. When problem comes, as you know, there are examples all over the scriptures. It could just be that the Lord is right by the corner. He's looking out for something to do in your life. So it doesn't mean that because you're a Christian, you will not have problems. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 21, and this is directly, as we say, from the horse's mouth. Amen. And if we read, for example, from verse 12, but our ultimate goal is to go to verse 19. I read from here. It said, but before all of this, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up into the synagogue and into the prisons and being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And this is Jesus Christ clean in advance. You know, you have this to follow me. I appreciate the great faith you have in me. But listen, you are going to have tribulations. You are going to have problems. In verse 40, say, settle it therefore in your heart. Don't make it that when it comes, then you'll be doubting. Have I made the right decision? Or have I made the wrong? He said, just settle it in your heart. In fact, when it comes, don't bother rehearsing what you are going to say. At that moment, right in time, I'm going to take over. And exactly what you are going to say and how you have to behave, I'm going to tell you. If you just jump right at verse 19, he said, in your patience, possess ye your souls. Amen. It means that as things are hard, it is in that patience you will be matured. As things are difficult, as you know, they are persecuting you, it's say in patience is when you're going to establish your soul. It's in patience, you know, the intent, the, you know, what we call blessing in disguise that you will come forth. If you are not patient and the intent of, you know, that phase you are passing through, you possibly would not know. Again, I refer you, brethren, back to the life and time of Job. How, you know, excruciating things have been for him. You know, his wealth gone, his health gone, supposed people close to him at that point in time, who should naturally be sense and sense of comfort to him. They are the people, you know, just accusing him and all of that. I pray God will help us indeed in Jesus' name. So ignorance of this truth on unpreparedness for trials can settle a believer and lead to, you know, very unwise action and decision they make. Brethren, I just throw back the word of Jesus back to you, as he said in Luke chapter 21, verse 19. that in your patience is when you are going to establish your soul, you possess your soul, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Very quickly, as we run through this very important message, we want to look at it under three subheadings. And number one is to look the place and purpose of patience in tribulations. Again, just like we just saw in the introduction, the intent of this subheading is just to tell you that, well, as tribulation is coming to believer, it has its place in you. It has what it will do for you if only you be patient. Number one, we have established the fact that, yes, it happens to Christians. The devil is still in the world, and everything will not be exactly as perfect as it's going to be. But however, when tribulation comes, when adversity comes, there are some beautiful things that, can come there from. So if you've been, you are agitated because things are not going exactly how you want it to be, the Lord is telling you have to calm down. And the Lord will help us. We'll get the best in Jesus' name. As I've mentioned, every true Christian must have. It is not negotiable, brethren. It is an indispensable virtue. Every Christian must, because at some point in your life, there will be some one adversity or the other. And the best way when those adversity come is to be girded with that virtue of patience, to wait upon the Lord and behave exactly how he would himself have done. Because of course, Jesus, was tempted, and the way he behaved all around that's exactly how he expects us to behave. God will help us in Jesus' name. In the book of James chapter 5, I mean from verse 11, Bible says, behold, we count them happy which endure, we persevere, who are patient in tribulation, who have long suffering. You have heard of patience of Job. By the way, this is centuries later, and the gold standard of how Job behaved when adversity came is now a source of encouragement to those people who also are going through. And he said, you have heard about the patience of Job, and I've seen that the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, and it's of tender mercy. I pray God in his mercy will help us, that we would just so behave when things are not rosy, when things are not very fine. We would just remember how through the grace of God, Job was able to lead a life that he could be an encouragement to others many, many years later. I pray again the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Which are 10 verse 36. He said, for ye have need of patience. Amen. Now you are seeing the place and purpose, the place of patience. He said, you need patience. So regardless of whatever it is, that people will tell you. I totally understand that when there's adversity, we are somewhat vulnerable. And, people may be out of care for us. They want to give you A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z of what you need to do when tribulation comes. But look at what the Bible is saying. He said, you need patience. If whoever is advising you, if whosoever is counseling you would not tell you about patience. The Bible is saying, you need that patience. He said, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise, and the Lord will help us. That patience will get it in Jesus' name. The word tribulation, as you have explained thus far, it just means adverse situation. It means when things are not exactly fine. And it's a loose word we can use for very many situations. For example, it could be persecution, as already we have seen in Luke chapter 21. Jesus himself was saying that, get it settled in your heart, that people will think they are doing God's service when they will persecute you. It could be very bad situation or circumstances as a couple, maybe you are believing God, and it's like there is a waiting time, and you are waiting. You are telling God, when is it going to happen? The pressure is almost coming, and it is not helpful. What people are saying at that time, that kind of situation can also be said to be tribulation, like hardship. You have done everything in the book that you know how to do. They say, go to school, you tick the box. They say, be well behaved, pay your taxes. You've done everything right by the books. And it's this thing, like things are hard. That could be a tribulation. There is downturn. Economically, the forecast and everything they say, you hear on the TV, on the internet, they are looking really bad. lack, you walk as hard as you can and things are not looking good. You know, bereavement, when people you love, when, you know, people that you share very good memories with, when they leave you, when there's terrorism, when there's illness, when there's loss, when there's oppression, or even natural disaster, or people who already have been, you know, doing fine, and there's some kind of reverses in life, all of these can be said to be tribulations. But I come to tell you, brethren, however seemingly hard things could be, as we are patient in this phase of our life, the Lord will come through for us in the name of Jesus. So the place and purpose of patience is, brethren, why that thing is happening, the Lord is actually doing something behind the scene for us. Just like we've read the time of Job, you know, that phase of his life, although people misconstrue what could be, he was accused wrongly, but God was behind the scene, making sure, as we read eventually, that the later end of Job was good. I pray the Lord will come through for every one of us that seem to be going through one challenges or tribulation or another. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of James chapter 1, let's see some things that get formed in us. In James chapter 1 verse 3, Bible says, parents, I say this to you, the person unemployed that things are hurtful, say, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it worketh patience. You know, as I've said, that patience is a good thing to have, as, you know, things have been hard, the Lord is working on you already. And I pray he would show up himself, he will work on us in Jesus' name. What are the, you know, the things that get formed in us, or what are the seeming benefits of tribulation, if I may say that, you know, as you faithfully pass through that period, what happens to your life? In the book of Luke chapter 8, I read from verse 15. Amen. Bible says, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, and keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. You know, the illustration here, and if you have a good Bible, you see that it is red lettered. This is Jesus speaking about, even in the natural sense of it. You know, as a farmer, you don't go to the field, you know, today. You put the seed down there, and you know the following day you get to to have it. It doesn't happen that way. There is need for patience even for you to have the fruit. And the same idea it is with when things seem to be very hard. You know that patience you are going to have in the midst of not too good situation will be what will go to bring the fruits in your life. And I pray the Lord will give us the grace and the power to stay put, to endure when things are not exactly fine, so that, you know, the end process or the outcome would be something that the Lord will be glorified. And I pray it will be for us like that in Jesus' name. Still talking about fruitfulness, in book of James chapter 5, verse 7, it says, be patient, therefore, brethren. Amen. Just like the farmer we read in Luke, it said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, and until he received the latter, the early and the latter rain. What he's saying that, you know, you just have to need to be patient. You know, you may be persecuted now. Things may be hard now. You may be in tribulation, but you know, the fruitfulness, the end result would be something you'll be happy at the end of it. At the end of the day, I pray the Lord will help us. We will be patient, and the Lord will be glorified in our lives in Jesus' name. As antithesis as it could seem, also when we are in tribulation, there is some form of glory that come to us, even to the church of God eventually, because the process of that refining that happened while we are going through the tribulation would at the end of the day result in glory. You know, it is often said that the beauty the aroma, even the enjoyment of, you know, of a tea is not known until, you know, that tea bag has to be in very hot water. You know, it is the diffusion you have at the end of the day of that very hot water that gives you the pleasure when you drink your tea. So it could be that, you know, that tribulation that refines us, just like until it's shining, gold would you know, would not shine forth. The value would not be known until it had to go through intense fire, as it were, very, very hot fire. It is that purification and refining moment that the glory, that the beauty is appreciated. I pray the Lord will help us. Whatever the challenges, they will be for our good at the end of the day, in the name of Jesus. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 4. The ultimate end is to read to all to four, but just do some select verses there. He said, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worship, so that he has got seated in the temple of God, showing himself that is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know that withholded that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of the iniquity doth already work. Only he that who now letteth will let until be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the work of working of Satan and the power and signs and lying wonders and with all the deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. In verse 11, for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion. I guess this is not the exact place. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians. That's not the exact place I wanted to read. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. Amen. It said, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. That's exactly not where I'm looking for. But the same when we are in that hot water, the refinement, the goodness of what we wanted is forming us. We read already Luke chapter 21 verse 19, where the Lord was saying that in patience is when you are going to establish your soul. So when you are being, when things do not work exactly as you would want it, the Lord is behind the curtain, causing our maturity to be the establishment of our soul, and our souls will be established in Jesus' name. Brethren, as we summarize this subheading, what we have seen is that, you know, God is not mistaken. If he allows situation, actually in his mercy, he moderates the persecution or temptation or hardship that come. He knows our frame. He's a merciful God. He will not allow things that will swallow us to happen to us. However, in the midst of the, you know, the hardship and tribulation, there's something that is being formed. So it is not in vain that, you know, the problem is coming. Something is happening behind the scene. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Very quickly, we'll go to point number two, and we'll look at the peril of impatience and proper attitude in tribulations. As mentioned earlier, brethren, we live in time and age where, you know, patience, tolerance is not that appreciated because everything is fast-paced. You know, we live in time and age like, you know, that 5 seconds YouTube ad is like, it's like forever. Everybody wants just now. Give me the instance and go. However, the scripture is littered with example of people who lead their lives in that kind of situation that don't have it now. You know, I'm not waiting. And in each of those instances, there were very, very grievous consequences that came out of it. What do we want to learn in this subject is that, you know, there's danger in impatience. If you do not wait for God, if you allow the heat of the moment or the heat of the tribulation to becloud your sense of trust in God, if you take any action in and around that moment, more often than not, the result are regrettable. I pray the Lord will help us indeed in Jesus' name. Before we go to look at the danger of impatience, we are consoled with the fact that, and in the one hand, the Bible also is replete with examples of people who they are good example of patience in tribulation. We just read the case of Job, how, you know, things he was righteous, but things became very hard, but he was example. the one we can look up to, how he behaved, you know, in what you can call, you know, tribulation. In Hebrews chapter 12, I read from verse, let's read from verse 1. He said, wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. That's the word again, the race that is set before us. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set behind him, and hear what he did, he endured the cross. The cross, you know, as a symbol of shame, of agony, Bible says he endured it. Brethren, I dare say the hardship now, the sickness, the problem, you know, we need to be like Jesus. He endured the cross. As we endure and we are patient, the Lord will come through for us. He said, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of throne of God. God will help us. We would look at the example of Jesus Christ and how he behaved. Amen. Doing hardship. And another example, consoling example we can use is Paul the Apostle. Man, he was very, very, he had hardship. You know, in the book of Romans chapter 8, he was listing, as it were, those things that would not be able to make him to leave Jesus Christ. And, you know, those hardship, he was giving them in degrees. He talks about pestilence. He talks about very, very bad things. And his conclusion at the end of the day was, he said, those things are not worthy. They are not able, you know, to separate us from the love of God. We are consoled by those examples. However, as we look into the scriptures, we can learn from also Bible examples who would have fared well if they have waited a bit, if they have demonstrated patience when things were not exactly rosy for them. And one example we'll look at is Abraham. You know the story. I strongly believe that most likely, you know, the problem we have in the world, or there could have been a very marked outcome of what we know life to be now, if the action of Abraham and Sarah had been slightly different. Let's look at it. I know we know the story already, but let's just read Genesis chapter 16. Amen. In the book of Genesis chapter 16, God give us patience in Jesus' name. In verse 2, Bible says, and Sarah said unto Abraham, behold now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. That may not be exactly true. And that is something that happened when, you know, we have waited, when it's like things are hard, it's like tribulation. More often than not, our assessment of situation may not, in most cases, be exactly true. You know, I understand the case of biology and age with Sarah, but her conclusion here was not very accurate. You know, she said, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And, you know, Abraham hearkened of the voice of Sarah. And as a couple, eventually, you know, the alternative worked, but the problem, the heartache that came thereafter could have been totally avoidable. I pray God will help us. In that moment, in that heat, when the tribulation is hard, we will trust the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us. We will not do whatever or make decision that at the end of the day would regret in Jesus' name. Let's look at another example. And this example of Saul, by all means, is a touching one, because we could have just been there. Whatever we have planned for, everything that seemed logical to be done, were absent. And he resorted to what should not have happened because he panicked and he was impatient. 1 Samuel chapter 13. We know the background story. Let's just take some select verses there. So in verse 1, it said, Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, some chose him 3,000 men of Israel. Wherefore, and on. Let's jump to verse 5. Sorry, go of time. He said, and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people as sand which were on the sea, the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash eastward of Bethlehem. You know, the emphasis of Potiphar is the background of the story. You know, in his military strategy, he has divided the garrison, one set with Jonathan and everything, but the Bible painted the situation that it was actually bleak. It was something we call tribulation. But let's see how he reacted. In verse 8, Bible says, and he tarried 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel has appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people scattered from him. You know, this is very typical, very relatable. When every system we have put in place, the hedge fund, everything we have hedged, that when situation is bad, when it happens, we're going to do ABC, we're going to resort to S. When all those things fail, what we are going to do thereafter will be very, very, very important. Long story short, in verse 10, and it came to pass that as soon as he made the end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. Brethren, Samuel will come. I know the hardship of no money can be very inconveniencing, but the Lord is going to come through for you. Don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. In verse 11, and Samuel said, what hast thou done? And so said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, the Philistine will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offer a burnt offering. That is not the best way to behave when there is tribulation, when you panic, when there is problem. That's not how to behave. Anyway, the consequence for Saul was very grave. In the declaration of the Lord said, you have acted foolishly. You know what he was trying to protect, the life, the kingdom, everything, because of impatience, slipped away from him. Brethren, I pray God will help us. When the chips are down and things are hard, we will turn to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Last example before we proceed will be the children of Israel. In that episode of, Moses has gone to the top of the mountain. He was with the Lord, and people were so impatient. They said, Aaron, you have to help us. So this Moses, we don't know what to become of him. Give us a God. We want to worship. They were so impatient. And that, you remember the episode. It was not a very good thing. In all, what we're looking at, history and experience has never shown that when we are impatient, that the outcome is good. Never, ever. God will help us that, although it may be very hard, but we'll wait for the Lord in Jesus' name. So what should be our attitude when we are, persecuted, when things are hard? As hard as it may seem, the Lord wants us to rejoice. You heard that well. Yes, you rejoice. It's hard, I know. Humanly speaking, it's hard. But that is, the provided panacea. It is the things that the Lord wants us to do when things are not exactly rosy. Hard as it may seem, but it is going in. It is when we do that we are able, by the grace of God, to get the solution. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please read for us if you are there. James chapter 1. Let's read from verse 2. What we should do when we are persecuted. Who is for us?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Please go ahead.
Brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Amen. Thank you so very much for reading. Start Florence. You heard it. Count it all joy. The money isn't coming when children are growing and you are under intense pressure. He said, count it all joy. And as we have been saying all along, the Lord expects patience from us. In verse 4 of that place, he said, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and shall be given unto him. He said, as you are patient and you need how to navigate the situation, ask God. So how to behave it when the chips are down, when tribulation is in place? You need the wisdom of God to navigate the very hard situation. And as you are patient with the Lord, the Lord will come through for us in Jesus' name. We need to have faith. Brethren, I tell you, as somebody who have been there, it's not the easiest thing to do. You know, like I said earlier, when tribulation, you know, we are vulnerable at that point in time. You know, things are hard, but right in the heart of it, the Lord wants us to have faith with faith in Him, that He has done it before, He can do it again. That's how to react when problem, when we're in tribulation. Brethren, I know you may be thinking like, well, it is easier said than done. But again, you know, panicking and resorting to self-pity. Oh God, why me? I've done everything. It will not solve the case. We need to trust God and it will come through for us. And we also need to put on positive attitude, positive outlook. You know, when the problem was for Paul and Silas, this is what they did. Bible says they were, you know, their hands were in stock. And still, that situation would have made them to be dejected, make them to be sorrowful, resort to self-pity. But Bible says they praised the Lord. And it was not some, you know, some wishy-washy praising, a praising that is not known. Bible says they praised the Lord, the prisoner had them. They were hearty in that prison. So, brethren, the proper attitude is, as hard as it may seem, when persecution and trial is there, is to have positive outlook and praise God, and also reflect on God's past faithfulness. Because this would motivate you to believe that as hard as it may seem, the Lord will come through for you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Brethren, before we pray, we'll look at our third point, and that is the promises and promotion for those who are patient in tribulation. And you may be asking, is it worth it? In the first point, we look at that. We said that in tribulation, God is doing something behind the scene. The Lord is refining us. There is the process of maturity happening in our lives. And we can look into the scriptures and see how reassuring some of God's promises are when we are in tribulation. Brethren, I come to you today to say that, you know, don't be sad and be dejected or despondent. God will come through for you. As you familiarize yourself with these promises of God, God will come through for you. And that end for Job that was good, that was better than the beginning, it will happen to you as well in Jesus' name. In book of Isaiah chapter 41, please somebody read for us from verse 10. We want to look at the promise of God when we are in tribulation.
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you.
Amen.
Be not dismayed, for I am with you. I will strengthen you.
Amen.
Yes, I will help you.
Amen.
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen. Thank you so very much for reading. Please be encouraged, my brethren. I know physically speaking, it could be hard. You know, situations are not looking so fine, but God promised His presence and companionship and help. And what is satisfying and reassuring more than that? He says, it's not as if I don't know that, you know, the hardship is there, but I am going to be with you in them. And that was exemplified in the life of the three Hebrew children. When they made their conviction that, you know, King, you can do whatever. If God will deliver us, fine. If He chooses not, sorry, we cannot bow down. And persecution came because they stood for God. Right in the heat of the fire, quite literally, there's the fourth person, Jesus coming forth to show them in fulfillment of His promise that He's going to be with us and help us. I pray, brethren, whatever could be the tribulation, the Lord's presence, it would be with you in Jesus' name. Another consolation, promotion, or promise of God is that there will be protection. If, for example, the tribulation you have now is, you know, things are very, very, very hard, and you are thinking that you are not safe, the Lord, He promises protection and preservation from all harm. Say in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, let somebody read for us, please. Book of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3. Let's also look at the promise of God for us when things are hard. Please read for us if you are there. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3.
Isaiah 43 from verse 1 to 3.
God bless you. Go ahead, please.
But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Now, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, for the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for you, ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in your
place. Amen. Thank you so very much for the reading. Then we are assured of God's protection. As we read that some part of tribulation could be, you know, could be persecution, could be, and the Lord promises that right there and there, when in the heat of your confusion, how do I go from here? What do I, the Lord says, you don't have to rehearse. You don't have to even practice what you are going to say. At that point in time, he's going to put the right word in your mouth. He's going to defend you. And eventually, there is the internal reward and glory for those who remain faithful to the end, as we find out in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Brethren, is it possible for a Christian to go through hard time? Yes, it is. But in all of this, there's a good thing that will always ever come out of the process, if only we are patient. And I don't know what you are passing through today. Maybe you have almost concluded plans. You know, you are in a hurry. You can't wait. You have made plans. I'm going to quit the Christian faith. I'm not going to come to church no more. I'm going to already. No, people are waiting. My mom said, if we don't have a child in the next 1 year, he's going to disown me, or he's going to... A lot is happening, but if only you can patient, the Lord will come through for you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, let's please close our eyes and commit ourselves in the hands of the Lord. You have heard, seen an example of people who hurriedly, when things were hard, for Sarai and Abra, it's like, you know, old age has sealed it. You know, biology has sealed it. It is almost not possible. And the Bible says, Abraham hearkened to her. And that was a huge problem to them. Just in some 13 years later, you know, even before then, the child was born. And, you know, Sarai was despised in the eye of the maid servant already. That is what happened when we're not patient. You know, the outcome may not even be temporal. It could be a long time, a very, very bad outcome it could be. But I'd like for you to commit yourself and ask the Lord and say, Lord, I'll be patient. It could be hard. I will wait on you. I don't mind waiting. If only, oh God, at the end of the day, fruitfulness is going to come. If at the end of the day, maturity is going to come. If at the end of the day, glory is going to come. Lord, I don't mind waiting. It could be hard, but Lord, I don't want to take any action that I will regret later. Every spirit of impatience come in. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, help me through. And you have seen those wonderful promises. Things could be hard. He said he's going to be with you. It was hard for Joseph. I know, because as a teenager, how can you be far away from your parents, and you were even, you know, wrongly accused. You landed in prison. But God, in the fulfillment of his promise, was with him. Bible says, even wherever he went for the sake, he was blessing the host. Why don't you pray, oh God, this is what I desire. This can be hard, but Bible have said for Job that the end was better than the beginning. Why don't you pray, oh God, I cast my burden upon you. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, please, you may please pick it up.
Continue to pray. Tell the Lord, oh God, I will be patient. Let's present ourselves before the Lord, our patience in tribulation. Whatever the situation may be, we have had it tonight, that the Lord expects us to wait. The Lord expects us to endure. Let's pray for that grace to be patient the Lord will give unto us. Oh Lord, help me to be patient. Oh Lord, help me to be patient. Oh Lord, help me to be patient. Lord, give me the grace, help me. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. Maybe you are already tired and fed up. Maybe you have reached the elastic limits and you have made up your mind and you have made plans. Pray and say, oh God, tonight I hand over to you. Oh Lord, tonight I receive that grace, oh Lord, to be patient. I receive that grace, oh Lord, to endure. In the name of Jesus, ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen that the Lord, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is pitiful. Our God is not a bad God. He's a pitiful God and is full of mercy. He will not let you down, brother. It will not let you down, sister. Boy, girl, the Lord will not let you down. You just need to wait in order to see the full picture of who our God is. He will be merciful to you. He will come to your aid. He will come to your assistance. He will support you. He will be with you. Pray and say, Lord, help me to wait. Oh, Lord, help me to be patient. In the name of Jesus, let's present ourselves before the Lord. Maybe the circumstance has made you already to make some wrong decisions. And already you are going off track. And already you are making wrong decisions in every aspect of life. You want to say, Lord, I retrace my step. Lord, I retrace my step back. Lord, I retrace my step back. In the name of Jesus, pray and present yourself before the Lord. Don't sit in that point, in that position of a wrong decision. You may want to tell the Lord and say, Lord, this thing I did, that one I did is as a result of my impatience. Lord Jesus, redeem the situation. Lord Jesus, forgive me for that error. Oh God, I will wait. Oh God, I'll be patient. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's present ourselves before the Lord. Brother, what is it that you are going through? Sister, what is it that is pressurizing you? Boy, what is it that is mounting so much pressure on you? What is it? Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, as you helped Abraham, as you helped Job, oh God, help me. As you strengthen Job, oh God, help me. As you help Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help me. As you help Paul the Apostle, oh Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and present ourselves before the Lord. God will be, you know, will support you. The Lord will come to your aid. He will not leave you alone. He will not let you down. The end of the Lord is good. Waiting on God will bring benefit. It will bring blessing. It will bring his promises to pass in our lives. Because our God is merciful. Because our God is pitiful. Pray and say, Lord Jesus, help me to be patient. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. We will not end in a bad way like those who did not wait. Our hand shall not be like that of Saul. We will not let loose the glory. We will not let loose the kingship. We will not lose that thing, that precious thing that God has given to us. Pray and say, oh God, my head is a great head. My head is a good head. My head is a wonderful head. I will not impatiently lose that thing you have prepared for me. I will not impatiently lose that kingship you have prepared for me. I will not impatiently lose that wonderful thing that is waiting for me. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will help us to win. The Lord will give us that grace of patience. In the name of Jesus, we will be patient. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Patience has a place, and it has a purpose during tribulation. Patience as a place, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will give you that patience. That fruit of the Spirit is one of the fruit of the Spirit. The Lord will give it unto us. The Lord will give it unto me. The Lord will give it unto you. In the name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, in one of the slides, it was written that, you know, we're told in one of those slides that it is not just, you know, when you wait during the challenge, during the problem, that is the main issue. But one important thing is the attitude. The patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. That you are waiting, but you have good attitude. You are waiting not in anger. You are waiting not in jealousy. You are waiting not in faithlessness. We are waiting, not in doubt. We are going to pray. Brethren, a lot of believers, they have missed the great, wonderful things that the Lord has in plan for them because of a wrong attitude during the period of waiting. They say, I am waiting. But they do not have a good attitude. And because of that, they actually end up missing the purpose and the plan of God. We are going to pray. Lord, give me a good attitude. A good attitude in tribulation, a good attitude during my waiting moment, a good attitude during my period, the period of challenge, the period of unfavorable circumstances, that good attitude that we continue to serve the Lord, that good attitude that we continue to follow the Lord, that good attitude that we continue to hear the word of God, that good attitude attitude that will continue to pray, that good attitude that will continue to believe in God, that good attitude that will not see God as an enemy, that good attitude that will not abandon church, that good attitude that will not abandon fellowship, that good attitude that will not abandon friendship with the children of God, that good attitude that will not isolate myself. Oh God, give me good attitude in during the period of my waiting. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. I know you are waiting for something. Maybe you are waiting for a better job, or you are waiting for a partner, or you are waiting for a fruit, or you are just waiting for something. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. In this my period of waiting, give me a good attitude. I will not during this period, I will not abandon fellowship with you. I will not abandon fellowship with the children of God. I will not be an angry one and getting angry at everybody because I see I'm waiting. I will have a good attitude during the period of waiting. In the name of Jesus, let's pray for that good attitude. Let's pray for that good attitude. Let's pray for that virtue. Let's pray for that grace. Let's pray for that strength. Let's pray for that faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. You know we give unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, give me good attitude. A good attitude during the period of my waiting. In the name of Jesus. Of the Lord, that attitude is that of faith, that attitude is that of joy, that attitude, you know, that attitude is that one that the apostle had. Pray upon the name of the Lord that the Lord will give you that attitude. The Lord will give you that attitude. The Lord will give us that attitude. Paul the apostle, you know, Paul and Silas, they were praying, they were praising the Lord during that period of imprisonment. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Our pastor said, though it is not easy, but that is what God expects us to do. Lord God, give me that good attitude. Lord God, give me that good attitude. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray against impatience. Brethren, we heard about the characters, Abraham, that he produced conflicting destinies because of impatience. Saul, he lost the kingship because of impatience. The children of Israel were told also about it. They missed that glorious, wonderful divine visitation and turned, you know, that great visit God had, you know, God gave to them at Sinai, they turn into another thing because of impatience. How many times, you know, after a wonderful program, a wonderful message like this, that because of impatience, we slide into something wrong? How many times have we lost wonderful kingship, wonderful heritage that God has given to us because of impatience? How many times have we impatiently gone into something that will conflict against the wonderful future that the Lord has given to us? We want to pray, oh God, every attitude, every seed of impatience in me, Lord, uproot them. In the name of Jesus, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Uproot every seed of impatience in me. Every seed of impatience. Oh God, uproot it from my life. In the name of Jesus, hurry, decision, just making decision very hurry, you know, hurriedly, jumping on this one, jumping on that one. No. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Every seed of impatience in me, oh God, uproot them in the name of Jesus. Impatience in talking, impatience in decision, impatience in speaking, impatience in attitude, impatience in everything. Oh God, take away every seed of impatience. Remove them from my life in the name of Jesus. Or put them from my life in the name of Jesus. Or put them from my life in the name of Jesus. Or put them from my life in the name of Jesus. Or put them from my life in the name of Jesus. Every seed of impatience. Oh God, take them out of my life. 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 In the name of Jesus, give me that attitude, proper attitude of rejoicing, of patience, of faith, of praise and positive outlook. He gives one to me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, we're going to pray for a group of people among us. You're married. Our brothers and sisters who have not married, and they are waiting, and they are patiently waiting for a married partner. the marriage partner, looking up to God, that God give me a good wife, give me a good husband. We are going to pray for them. We are going to call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord will give them the grace to be patient. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. All our brothers and sisters, they will not run out of your way. They will not run out of your purpose. They will not run out of your purpose. In the name of Jesus, the grace to be patient. Lord, give unto them the grace to wait on you. Lord, give unto them the grace to wait for your will. Give unto them, in the name of Jesus, the grace to wait for your purpose. Give unto them, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray for our children, our youth, our children. As they keep making decisions in life, as they keep moving in life, we are going to pray for them. That the virtue of patience, the Lord will give unto them. In the name of Jesus, as they make important decisions about their careers, as they make important decisions about the friends to keep, about who will be their friend, about who will be their close companion, and all that, the Lord will give them this virtue of patience in the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. All our youth, all our children in their journey to destiny. Oh God, the virtue of patience. Oh God, the spirit of patience. Oh God, the fruit of the spirit. Oh God, which is patient, give unto them. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. We'll be told finally about the promises and promotion for those patient in tribulation. God says, I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will be with you. When you pass through the river, through the water, it will not overflow you. It will be with you. When you pass through the waters, through the fire, you will not be burned. Those are the promises of the Lord. We are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. That as we wait, you know, we're told that we have considered the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that God is pitiful and is merciful. We are going to pray and call upon the name of the Lord, that the grace to wait and receive all these promises of the Lord and have them fulfilled in our life, the Lord will give unto you, the Lord will give unto me, in the name of Jesus. God's promises will come to pass in my life. Make a confession of it. Make a confession of it. The Lord says he will be with you. The Lord says he will not abandon you. In that situation, he says he will not abandon you. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I know you will not abandon me. Give me the grace to be patient. Give me the grace to wait. Give me the grace to hold on to you. Give me the grace to keep trusting you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God says he will be with you. God says you will not walk alone. God says he will not abandon you. God says that he will not leave you alone. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I believe your promises. I believe your word. I pray for that grace to continue to wait. In the name of Jesus. We're told it will bring spirit intervention to us as we wait. Lord, I'm waiting for your intervention. I'm expecting your intervention. Brother, sister, be joyous, be happy, because God says he will intervene. In that situation, he will intervene. In that situation, you will not go alone. In that situation, he will be with you. In that challenge, he will go through with you. He is with you. Be comforted, brother. Be comforted, sister, and worship the name of the Lord. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Let's begin to thank him, because our God has answered our prayers. Our God will come to our aid. Our God will come to our support. Our God will come to our help. Our God will come for us. In the name of Jesus, let's worship the name of the Lord. Our pastor told us we should rejoice. We should sing when we go to the challenge. Make a song of worship, a song of praises, and begin to bless the name of the Lord, because you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am not alone. I am not alone in all my journey. Jesus is with me. I am not alone. You are not alone. I am not alone. I am not alone in all my journey. Jesus is with me. I am not alone. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand. So Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who wants tomorrow, and I know who was my hand. The Lord will hold your hand. Be comforted, brother. Be comforted, sister. The Lord, you know, the light is going to shine definitely at the end of the tunnel. It will not continue like this. The Lord is coming for you. He has promised that he is with you. He said he will be with you. He will go through that entire thing with you, that challenge with you, and testimonies will be your portion. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We worship your name for your word this evening. We thank you because you have given us the consolation. You have given us, oh God, the encouragement, the comfort, and the assurance that, Lord, we are not alone. And you will go through with us. You have told us that you are with us. You have told us that you will not leave us alone. You have told us that you just want us to wait and to be patient. Father, we appreciate you for this word. We thank you for this word. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we present every brother, every sister, every boy, every girl, every family, oh Lord, in this assembly, in our midst today, to your hands. Lord, you know the Abrahams of today who are going through a period of waiting. Lord, you know, oh God, you know the Saul, the Paul of today, oh God, who is going through a situation that looked like imprisonment. Lord, you know the Job of today, who is going through misrepresentation, misunderstanding, oh God, despite, you know, going through hardship and serious challenges of life. Lord, you came for all these people. You supported all these people. You went through the journey of life with them. You gave them testimony at the end. Lord, I pray for today's Abraham. I pray for today's Paul. I pray for today's Job. Receive your testimony in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, the grace you gave especially to Job, the good attitude you gave especially to Paul and Silas. Father, I pray you will give unto us in the name of Jesus that positive attitude during tribulation, that positive attitude, that expression of virtue, the virtue of patience during tribulation. Father, you give unto us in the name of Jesus all the errors of the past, all the blaming you in the mind, all the abandoning you in the mind, all the backsliding in the heart because of what we are going through. Father, all the negative confession, all the confession, oh God, against you because of what we have been going through. Have mercy, oh God, on us in the name of Jesus. We pray for grace. We pray for strength. To keep believing in you, to keep waiting, and to cultivate the right attitude. Give unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, ye have heard of the patience of Job, and I've seen the end of the Lord. It's only the patience that will see the end of the Lord, that will see what God can do. Father, and you say, for the Lord is pitiful and merciful. Father, we pray for that connection, Lord, between the challenge, the problem of life, the circumstances of life, and the end of the Lord. Oh God, with the patience, give unto us the virtue to go through, oh God, and receive that promise, that end of the Lord, that mercy from you in the name of Jesus. None of us here, oh God, we wait till the 11th hour and miss the kingship like Saul. I bring conflicting destiny in the future like Abraham. None of us will make that mistake. None of us will go into that error in the name of Jesus. Help us to wait until we receive what you have for us. Help us to continue with you until we see what you have for us. Help us to continue in fellowship until we see what you have for us. Help us to continue to wait on you until we receive what you have for us. Help us to keep believing you until we receive what you have for us. Help us to keep pressing you for what you are going to do for us. Be thou exalted because we know you have answered. For our pastor that you have used for us, we pray that more of your strength, more of your wisdom, more of your anointing and power continue to release upon him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you have answered our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, if you are there, please mute. I'll mute your mic and say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Just very briefly before we go, just very quickly, we will just check